My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayom Mem Aleph, Perek Chaf Gimel. Prakim Chaf Gimel through Chaf Vav describe the institutions David set up for the organization of the Levim, Kohanim, and administrative officers for their respective roles in the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo would build and in his future kingdom. The Perek opens by telling us that David was at the end of his life, the David Zakein v'Savayamim. David was old and content in days. The expression Savayamim is associated with fulfillment, satisfaction. It's familiar to us from Avram, who's described at his death as Zakein v'Savaya, and Yitzchak, who's described Zakein u'Savayamim. It's an expression used for tzaddikim who die knowing that their purpose in this world was accomplished. Sefer Melachim similarly begins, Sefer Melachim Kings, which is the book after Shmuel, V'hamelech David Zakein b'Bayamim. David was old and coming on in years. In Melachim, the narrative continues with the rebellion of Adoniyahu, David's eldest son, who announces himself successor to David, and then whose rebellion is quashed through the intervention of the Navi Nasan. This story is not relevant to the general theme of Divrei Hayamim, so it's entirely omitted here in Divrei Hayamim. Our parak goes straight to the crowning of Shlomo and the arrangements that David made for Shlomo's future kingdom. The topic of our parak in particular is the Mishmaros, the watches of the Levim. Rambam, Maimonides, in discussing the halachos related to the Beis HaMikdash and the roles of the Levim, says, Avoda shalahem hi shiu shomer mes hamikdash. The service of the Levim is to guard the temple. V'yu mehen sho'aren liftoch shari hamikdash ulhagif dal susav. Some of them are gatekeepers who would open the gates of the temple and close its doors. V'yu mehen meshoren l'shorer al-karban b'chol yom. And some of them were singers who would accompany the sacrifices with song each day. There are two distinct roles that are mentioned here for the Levim, gatekeepers and singers. David conducts a census of the Levim in preparation for their service and counts 38,000 Levim above the age of 30. The command to count the Levim from age 30 and above comes from Bamidbar Perek Dalet. The pasuk there says, Miben shloshim shana v'mala v'ad ben chamishim shana kol habalat tzava lavod bo'al moed. From 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, everyone who entered into the service for work in the Mishkan. Notably, a few prakim later in Bamidbar Perek Ches, the pasuk says, Zos asher l'levim, this is how you count the Levim, miben chamesh v'esrim shana v'mala. You count them from 25 and upwards. How do we reconcile these two sources? Rambam explains, Ein ben Levi nechnas la zara lavodaso ad shel yilamduhu chamesh shanim tchila. The Levi doesn't start working until he has been studying for 5 years. It takes 5 years for him to learn the details related to his service. Shene Amar, how does Rambam learn this? Zosa shel Levi mi ben chamesh v'esrim shana, v'kasov achad omer mi ben shloshim shana. Rambam quotes the two different psukim in Bamidbar, one saying that service starts at 25 and the other saying that it starts at 30. HaKetzad, how do we reconcile these two verses? Chamesh lomod, 5 years to learn. Beino nechnas lavoda ad sheyagdil. The Levi doesn't start working until he is fully mature. Our parak goes on to describe the rules of the Levium. Me'ela l'natzech al meleches beis Hashem. Esrim v'arba elef, 24,000 of the 38,000 were l'natzeach. This is an interesting verb which only appears in Ezra and Divrei Hayamim. Targum and Radak explain it as to oversee. These 24,000 Levim were involved in overseeing all the Beis HaMikdash operations. Others translate l'natzeach as relating to the performance of music. The music people, the choristers, will be discussed in more detail in Perek Chaf Hei. The next pasuk specifies Barbas Alephim Mahalim LaHashem BaKelim. 4,000 would praise Hashem with instruments. So perhaps there were 24,000 singers and then an additional 4,000 who played instruments. The pasuk tells us there were also 4,000 Shoarim. The Shoarim are discussed in more detail in Perek Chaf Vav. and 6,000 shotrim v'shoftim. Shotrim are the enforcers of the rulings of judges, and shoftim are the judges. In listing the roles of the Levim, Rambam listed two roles, gatekeepers, which is often used as an all-inclusive term, and singers. Being the judges of Israel is not listed by Rambam or anywhere else as being an exclusively Levi role. On the other hand, it makes sense that David appointed the Levim to run the judicial system, since Shevet Levi are the teachers of Torah. In Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to the tribe of Levi at the end of his life, he says, Yoru mishpatecha leYaakov v'sorescha leYisrael. Shevet Levi shall teach Torah to Israel, shall teach your laws to Israel. In fact, Rambam says, U'mitzvah lios b'sanhedrin gedola kohanim u'levim. Rambam says that it is a mitzvah, it is a commandment for the Sanhedrin, which is the high court that was in Yerushalayim, in the right outside the Beis HaMikdash, that it be composed, that the 70 people be composed of kohanim and levim specifically. Shene'amar uvasa el hakohanim halevim. Rambam proves this by quoting a pasuk in Zvarim that says, if you have a question of judgment, you have a question of Torah law, you should go to the Kohanim, the Levim, and the judges. So he learns that preferably the judges on the Sanhedrin should be Kohanim and Levim. Rambam continues in Lo Matsu, if appropriate judges are not found among Kohanim and Levim, Afilu kulam Yisraelim hareza mutar. It is permissible for all the judges to be Yisraelim, in other words, to be non-Kohanim and non-Levim, but preferably they should be Kohanim and Levim. These two distinct roles for the Levim, on the one hand as officers of the Beis HaMikdash, and on the other hand as teachers and judges of Torah, both stem from the same place, from the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the place of Hashem's presence, it's a place of connection. Our connection to Hashem happens both through our serving Hashem with karbanos, sacrifices, and through Hashem speaking to us through the Torah and guiding our lives through the Torah. The Levim, who oversee the service in the Beis HaMikdash and who teach and implement the Torah, are involved in both aspects of strengthening and intensifying the connection between Hashem and his people. David conducts a census and then divides the Levim into Mishmaros, watches. Pasuk Vav reads, Vayachalkem David Machalkos. David divided them into divisions, Livnei Levi, Legershon, Kahas, Merari, according to the three families of Levi, Levi's three sons, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Rambam describes how this division worked. Shmuel Haroa, the David Hamelech, Chilku Halevim l'arba'a esra mishmaros, v'oved mishmar b'chol Shabbos. Shmuel the prophet and David HaMelech divided the Levim into 24 watches, and each week a different watch would serve in the temple. V'chol anshe mishmar mechalek osam rosh hamishmar levate avos, v'chol yom mimei haShabbos ovdim bo anashim yiduim. The head of the mishmar, the head of the watch, would divide the men of the watch into batei avod, into like clans, and determine which clan worked each day of the week. The rashi ha'avos machalkin elu ha'ovdim bayom shalahem, ish ish alvod is so, and then on the day a specific clan would work, the heads of the clan would assign specific jobs to each individual Levi. Psukim vav through chavdalet list 24 names within the context of the families of Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. If you assume that the 24 names correspond to the heads of 24 mishmaros appointed by David, and we'll discuss in a later parak that not everybody sees the names in our parak as the mishmaros, but if you do assume that the 24 divisions that David made here in our parak correspond to 24 heads of mishmaros, then we need to translate the word ben, son, as descendant. Since we start with the sons of Levi, and in our parak there are only three or four generations listed before we get to the mishmaros of David's time. Clearly, in the course of many hundreds of years, there had to have been many other generations between the sons of Levi and the time of David HaMelech. Within the lists, we get to the family of Moshe Rabbeinu. From Sefer Shmos, we know that Moshe had two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. Divrei Hayamim tells us that Gershom has a son or a descendant named Shvuel, and Eliezer had a son or descendant named Rechavia, both of whom, Shvuel and Rechavia, are both heads of two of the 24 Mishmaros. It's interesting that except for here, we never hear about the family of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest prophet of all time, and this is really the first we're hearing of his family here in Divrei Hayamim Perek Chaf Gimel. If you think back to Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, we get a similar kind of mystery. Shmos Perek Beis, which is the perek in which Moshe is born, starts with the words, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, Vayikach es bas Levi, Vatari sheva teled ben. A man from the house of Levi married a woman from the house of Levi, and the woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. So there's also this anonymity going on. A man marries a woman, they have a son. The reason for this, possibly, is to emphasize the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was a human, born of humans, born of a man, a woman, a normal person with a normal family, to avoid any perception that Moshe was somehow superhuman or godlike, or to avoid the development of any cult-like following of Moshe's family. Moving towards the end of the parak, at the end of the listing of the Mishmaros, Pasuk Chavdala tells us, Ela b'nei Levi leves avosam, these are the sons of Levi, etc., etc., miben esrim shana v'mala, who are counted from the age of 20 and above. But at the beginning of our parak, we were told, Vayisafru ha-Leviyim miben shloshim shana v'mala, the Leviyim were counted from age 30 and above. So is the census described at the beginning of the parak from 30 and above the same as what's being referred to in Pasuk Chaf Dalet? Are they different? The next psukim explain. Pasuk Chaf He reads, Ki amar David, because David said, Heniach Hashem Elokei Yisrael la'amo v'yishkon b'Yerushalayim ad la'olam. Hashem has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Yerushalayim forever. Pasuk Chaf Vav, V'gam la'leviyim ein la'seses ha'mishkan ve'es kol keilav la'vodaso. The Leviyim will no longer need to carry the Mishkan and all of its vessels. The Gemara in Chulin, Chaf Dalet, teaches that the age limitation of 30 to 50 only applied as long as the Mishkan was traveling from place to place. The primary function of the Leviyim then was to pack and unpack and transport the Mishkan and its vessels, and since this job required physical strength, 20 was considered too young, and therefore the count of the Leviyim, in contrast to the count of the rest of the tribes, started at age 30 and not at age 20. Ramban and others therefore understand that David conducted two counts. The first count, described in Pasuk Gimel, was from age 30 and above, and that was meant for the time that would elapse before the Beis HaMikdash was built and the Mishkan was still being moved. For the second count, described in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Zayin tells us, Ki b'divrei David ha'achronim hema mispar b'nei Levi miben esrim shana v'mala. For by the last ordinances of David, the sons of Levi were counted from 20 years old and upward. This count, the second count, was in preparation for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, when the people and the Shechina would be settled finally in Yerushalayim. We daven for the restoration of this day. As we say in Musaf HaShalosh Regalim on Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos, B'nei v'yischa kevatzchila v'chonein mikdashcha al mechono, v'har'enu v'ninano v'samchenu b'sikuno, v'hashev kohanim l'avodasam u'leviyim l'shiram u'lezimram, v'hashev Yisrael l'neveyam. Rebuild your house as it was, establish your sanctuary in its proper place, show us its rebuilding and bring us joy in its perfection, and restore the kohanim to their service and the Leviyim to their song and music, and restore Israel to their dwellings. Speedily we daven in our days. This shir is dedicated Lezecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.